listening to the Father Daughter Podcast.
I'm the daughter. Oh, I'm sorry.
One joke out of the game.
I'm the father.
One joke.
I knew I had something there.
So all right. Well, we're done. Thank you for listening. Father Daughter Podcast, the creepiest podcast name ever.
Not if you're a father and a daughter.
But yeah, we're doing this podcast. We're going to talk about stuff. We don't even know what we're going to talk about.
What do you want to talk about, daughter?
Good, right. Good stuff.
And we started out real good there.
Decisions. I think that's a big one we should talk about. That's a huge problem in our family. Nobody makes a decision. Everybody just wants, whenever we go out to dinner, we only go to El Torito or Black Angus, mainly because, or Luigi's.
Is it, will we get money from El Torito and Black Angus to
no.
throw their money? Throw
no,
their
name we won't out? Get any yeah, money. Yeah. We'll be lucky if two people listen to this.
I was hoping we get to.
Maybe. Maybe once we're famous.
Yeah, we're not big. We're not big on decisions.
But actually, just right now, it's 2 o'clock now while we're doing it, and we just had a discussion about what we want to eat for lunch, and we still haven't decided because mm-hmm. neither one of us will make a decision. Mm-hmm. I vote you make the decision.
No, I vote the juvenile. That's why I had kids, so they would do everything I didn't want to do, because one of them is make decisions.
No,
so.
that's ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous?
Because I don't want to make the decision. Because
it's ridiculous because you don't want to make a decision. But if I don't want to make a decision, it's not ridiculous. I had to make all the decisions for you when you were up until you were, you know, 5 maybe or whatever. And then after that,
and then I was on my
then
own.
You wouldn't listen to me. After
and then
that.
I got a job and I moved out and I was on.
Yeah, no, you've never gotten a real job or anything. But.
Good. We're on the, this is the,
and you probably never will, but this is the, that's why we're doing a
this
podcast.
This is the support
we're
pod.
We're hoping somebody else could listen to this and give you a job. Please, please give her a job.
This is the support part of the podcast.
That's right.
He's my father. He's so supportive. So anywho, so so decisions are hard. I think, well, you hit it on the head. What is your biggest, like, reason why you don't make a decision? You've said this several times in our family.
Well, if you make a wrong decision, then everybody hates you for it. Or
yes, so. That's true. We do. So, we're very quick to anger in this family.
So we don't, if you just kind of go along with it. Then.
But if we're in a car, and let's say we're in a car, and it's like, and I do this too. So let's say like, we're like, do you want to go somewhere to eat? And I'll say, sure. And then you say, where do you want to go? And I say, I don't care. Where do you want to go? Mm-hmm. And then if you pick the place, I'll say, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, I ate there before. I just had Mexican. I just had Italian. I just, you know.
Because so. My thought process is somebody will just list a bunch of things and then I'll figure out what I want to, you know, what I want to eat based on those things. So I don't, you know.
You can't come up with it on your own.
No, it's like I have to feel it. I have to feel what it is that I want to eat, which is mostly just pastas and burritos.
Some of our problem is we have to feel the food before we eat it. Just eat it. And,
yeah, that's true.
Not become one with it before we eat it.
not make sweet love to it, yeah. And then maybe we win.
Yeah, just go with the food and then be done with it. Eat to live, don't live to eat. Something like that.
Exactly, right? Exactly. And Andy Griffith died.
Yeah, that's too bad.
That was sad. Did you watch... I only know him from the one show. Was he on any other shows?
Andy Griffith Show. He was on Matlock, remember? You remember Matlock, right?
I know of Matlock, but I don't remember it because I'm not old enough to remember it. But.
He was around, but as usual, one thing is you never remember anything. Right?
I remember the important things.
You have no memory whatsoever.
Oh, we're going to have a lot for the supportive file. So, he was on Matlock. What did he play on Matlock? Well, he was on the Andy Griffith Show, but he wasn't named Andy Griffith on the show. He was a different character on the show, wasn't he, or something like that?
No, he was Andy, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was Andy Griffith, yeah. I think his last name was Griffith, I'm pretty sure. It was Aunt B. I found out that Aunt B, who was on the show, do you remember that show?
Andy Griffith Show?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Aunt B, I'm not sure what her real name, but on her tombstone, she has Aunt B.
Aw. So. That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit sad. The Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes divorce. Mm-hmm. That was a divorce.
Yeah, I don't think we know all the story about that. I think it's strange that they all were 33 years old when he divorced.
That is creepy.
3 months. Like, 33, all right, you're out of here.
Yeah. Well, she divorced him, so that's like, I think maybe it's like once they mature and they realize this guy's nut jobs.
Well, but supposedly Nicole Kidman said she was blindsided.
By the divorce.
Yeah.
Well, I had heard something that there was like a huge issue with she couldn't have kids, mm-hmm. and then she got pregnant, and then he thought she was having an affair, and then she lost the baby, and then he got a divorce. So, I don't know. I just remember
that. I don't know any of that. But
could just be something I just made up in my head.
Yeah, if it's not true, we're open for all kinds of lawsuits.
Well,
important people
first
have
off,
a lot more money than we do. So.
Thank you, Nicole Kidman, for listening to this podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I appreciate it.
Either watch Eyes Wide Shut for the 50th time or listen to
those. Those are the only two options.
That's it.
She can't listen to any entertainment. She can.
Or what was that other one? Moulin Rouge she did, which I really didn't like that one.
Wasn't that one? Yeah. I thought it was okay. She's married to Keith Urban. Who's an Australian, but he's a country music singer.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever listened to any of his music?
No.
What music do you like? Because I feel like you like, I know you like old, like,
old, yeah, I'm not really into
it. But you're not, you hate bass.
Yeah.
You hate anything with a beat.
Bass. Well, for my hearing, I just bass when I hear it in the car, and so it just seems like it's real grating, basically, yeah.
So
I don't.
That's good.
I try to avoid bass at all.
Nothing with
bass in it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, is there any kind of music with no bass?
Not anymore.
Bassless music. That's what I'm into.
I mean, maybe a cappella music, but even they're starting to get bass.
Yeah, most of the time, I don't listen. I listen to talk radio or sports radio. So.
Or podcasts. I listen to podcasts.
If I knew where to go to listen to podcasts, I probably would do it, but. Sounds like it might be too difficult.
I don't want to show you because I know I'll get a million questions.
Right.
I'll show you where to go. I think PMS the.
I'll show you where to go.
Okay, the divorce thing is interesting because I feel like in our society everybody's quick to divorce. And sure we don't know. Oh, yeah. The air conditioner just went on, so if it feels like we're in a hailstorm, this is not a professional podcast. So, it's fine. But in our society, we're quick to divorce and not necessarily work on our issues. And I feel like I'm lucky that I have two parents who, openly have shown that marriage is tough, but if you work hard, it can be rewarding at times. And then there's also the months where you don't talk to each other.
32 years.
Oh, I thought you were going to do your joke.
What I usually say is that, 10 years of wedded bliss. I used to. Now maybe I moved it up to 22. Unfortunately, we're married to 32, and I won't tell you which ones were the good ones.
I have a story that I want to tell that's hilarious, but you'll probably ask me to edit it out of the podcast, which is we went for you and my mother's, she's the mother I call my mother, anniversary. We went to Florida, and we went to it was at Walt Disney World. She asked for couples who are celebrating an anniversary to go on stage and hula dance. So mom and dad go on stage. And the lady walks down the row and asks how long everybody's married. And so some people were newlyweds, some people were 9 years. So she gets to dad, and dad goes, 12 years of wedded bliss, which was not the year. And she goes, oh, that's so sweet. And then moves the line.
She didn't wait.
She was
the worst straight man ever.
Dad has to chase after her and poke her on the shoulder while she's talking to another couple and go, but we've been married for 22 years. Yeah. But that's, I just thought that was so funny. And then mom's just like, shaking her head.
Saying, what am I doing?
If you were to give somebody advice on how to have a happy marriage, or not a happy marriage, but to what to work on in marriage.
What are you saying? We don't have a happy marriage?
No, I say you guys. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, like, I think people do strive for everything to
be. Well, I think, like what you said, is you got to work at it. You got to go into it realistically, saying that, you know, I think both people got to go into it saying that they're going to commit to, you know, for the long haul, especially if you have kids or whatever.
Yeah.
That was one thing. We were married 6 years before we had kids because, you know, I felt you should be married 5 years before you have it, you know, just to prove, you know, because you're learning, you know, whether you like each other type thing.
Yeah.
And not just be married, not just live together either, because they used to say, I don't know if that's still true, is that if you live together, you have more of a chance of being divorced than if you didn't. So.
Yeah.
Because even though you're living together, it's still not being married. Going to it realistically, and but that you're gonna be committed, and you gotta, you know, take the good with the bad type thing, and just go with it. So
that's good. Yeah, yeah. I think that's a big. I noticed that a lot with,
and especially with celebrity. You know, of course, I think everybody compares it to celebrity life, and you can't really, you know, that they don't get stay married very long either. But that's such a strange. Existence because you're in movies with other people and you're having love scenes and you're also out in the light where, you know, women sports figures too, where men and women are throwing themselves at you type thing or whatever, and so that's totally different. I mean, you know, so many people have thrown themselves at me, but you know, I've been able to fend it off so far. But,
that's only because they want to attack you.
Yeah. So yeah, and the thing is, you can't really live in anybody. You can't until you lived in, walked in somebody's shoes, or you know, really been in their position. You can't really, you couldn't really judge.
You can't judge.
Yeah.
Oh well, this podcast is gonna get cut real short.
Oh, is that where we're judging people?
No, I'm joking. I mean, I feel bad. I think divorce is horrible. I think it's. I mean, I've never.
But especially on kids. But
yeah.
But I do think if you're arguing all the time, or if you just, you know, you just realize it's not going to work, then it's probably good to get out. And,
yeah. Well,
because it's not fair either.
Or maybe go to, you know, therapy or something.
Yeah. Well, you need to exhaust all options, and then.
And you need to be committed. I mean, it's kind of like how they say, hypnotizing somebody doesn't work unless that person is willing to be hypnotized. You know, then that'll
what
work.
What does that have to do with
it's you? Marriage. You can't marriage therapy.
Make sure you hypnotize the person really well.
Make sure they're willing to be hypnotized, and then marry that person.
Hypnotize them, have them go, keep going to hypnotist, and then say, "You are in love with me. You are
that's
in
exactly,
love with this person."
That's exactly what
that
I'm saying.
That may work though. Maybe I never heard of that, but that may work.
Maybe. I don't think moms would be willing to get hypnotized.
No, that's true.
Did you hear another guy? Who's on bath salts ate somebody's face?
That one guy that they found out that he wasn't. They didn't find any trace. All they found was marijuana.
Oh yeah, that's right. He was on marijuana.
So.
But then there was somebody else who's on bath salts, who started eating somebody at the beach.
Well, I'm strictly a bar soap man anyway. So I think that's probably one of the, you know, big things. Stick with the bar soap. You don't. The only time you ever eat that is when your mother makes you wash your mouth out with soap.
If there's one thing you learned on this podcast, is stick to bar soaps.
That's it.
Say no to bath salts. None of this other fruity, stick to bar soaps.
Yeah, this foo-foo stuff or whatever the other stuff, you know. Because then next thing you know, you're eating your friend's face, and you know, nobody likes that. Friend doesn't
it's
like
not
it.
A,
you
know, it's not, not a fun
it's
time.
Not a filling,
hey, buddy.
You know?
I know that we're close. We graduated the same college. But if you could do me a favor and stop eating my face,
yeah,
I'd appreciate
you know,
it. What was it like? I guess, Alice, what was it like? You had twins. I'm a twin. My brother, I'm a twin, fraternal twin.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was
Who
that?
Will be known as son.
People are going to think this is a Mormon podcast. It's like,
Well, they don't name, they don't give them,
are you
gonna
call,
Mormons don't name people?
You're going to call wife? Are we going to have wife one and wife two?
Just just wife one today.
What was it like raising or having twins, like raising twins? I mean, well, I kind of asked that knowing that a lot of people have asked me, what's it like being a twin? And I'm like, well, I don't know anything different, so I can't tell you. Oh, it's so crazy. It's so different than being in a you know, a triplet or whatever. So I know that full well that, you know, you don't know anything else, but you probably see other people who have kids.
Yeah. Well, I know is that everybody who doesn't have any kids always says, oh, that'd be great, you know, get it over with, have a boy, girl, and then you're done. But everybody who has at least one says, oh, yeah, you know, they realize how much work, and then they say, I'll just have them one at a time, thanks. And then, yeah, and then people who have, like, three, you know, have triplets, they're just, you know, there's, like, a baby out there. You got two adults and two kids with twins, but otherwise, you know, anything more than two, you definitely need an army to take care of them.
Yeah. Well, there's a photo of you that's hysterical, where it's you have your hand's foot, and mm-hmm. he's falling off one side of the bed, and then you have your hand on my foot, and I'm falling off another side of the bed, and you're just like holding on, yeah. And I guess mom's taking a photo. She's like, "This is a candid moment."
Yeah.
And that was yesterday. So.
And your foot, and I hate holding on to your feet. Need to do something about that. So.
Yeah, well, actually, that would be my goal. I would love to have twin boys. Just because wife and aunt,
mm-hmm.
mom and aunt are identical twins, and then I'm a twin, fraternal twin, so I'd like to have identical twin
boys.
Well,
they say more twins in your family, and the more chance of, you know, the more pregnancies you have, and so we had it like a 5 times more chance of having twins or more. I said, when we start having them at litters, forget it. You know, boy, girl was enough.
But what was the heart, like you said that...
I just remember one continuous cranky baby kind of thing. You know, where one would sleep, the other would stop, and he's going back and
forth. That was probably... I have a feeling that I was just a
baby. No, you were pretty cranky, too. I remember you would fall asleep in the car. Well, you were good.
Oh, wait. Brother. That was all brother.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You started it. You said his name could be Dave, it could be Shirley.
Let's edit this out. So we're just going to start. Brother. That was probably brother who did that.
Brother who did, yeah. No, it wasn't just your brother. You were annoying as well, or whatever. You're pretty cranky. I remember you would be in the car and just cranking or whatever, and just crying and stuff like that, where Billy would kind of fall asleep. But then with him, if he'd fall asleep for like 1 second, then when he'd get home, he would take a nap. Yeah, he wouldn't take a nap, whatever. Where you always would take good naps, and then you were great when you woke up from the crib and stuff. Remember, you would just coo and everything, and then he would just scream bloody murder that he wanted. Even though he could eventually crawl out of his crib, but he wouldn't do it. He would scream until somebody came again.
Wasn't there? Didn't you guys say there was a story where you got rid of the bars on the crib, and he still wouldn't? He still forced you guys to come and pick him up.
I think it was a thing where you could fold down so he could, you know, hoping he would just crawl out when he wanted to, but no, he wouldn't.
I think we were one time, I remember going home from the doctor's or something, mm-hmm. and we and I were super tired, and I just remember you and mom constantly going like, don't fall asleep, mm-hmm. don't fall asleep, like in the back, and we're just like, come on. But then I guess that was because...
That was because of Sun.
Sun. That's because of sun.
You're bad at this.
This is not going to work. Yeah. I'm just letting you know right now.
You should be in the CIA. I think that's your part. Yeah. Agent X. Oh, I mean...
Yeah. No, we don't have anybody undercover.
No.
Thomas is definitely not undercover.
Yeah.
His name could be Dave.
Agent X. Agent X, who lives at 55592...
Wait, 9-2-5-9?
Oh, I remember, yeah, riding in the car once, and then you were just really... So I just kind of stopped the car and screamed at you, and then you went to sleep. So then I realized that's probably good parenting skills right there. You
know? How old is I? I don't remember that.
Yeah, you were young.
Aunt was... We used to watch us a lot, and she was taking us to the fair, and she tells the story all the time. She's taking us to the fair, and he asked a question.
Son asked a question.
Son asked a question. So Aunt thought that my brother was asking, does the fetus have rights? So she goes, what'd you say? And brother goes, does the fetus have rights? And so Aunt was like crying and was like, oh my God, like he's probably was what, like three at the time. And she was like, I can't believe that, you know, a young boy would have such a, you know, adult question, and it would be so insightful. So she's like, I think she called, grandma and was like talking to grandma, and my brother starts crying because he doesn't realize that, you know, what he's saying. And then he's just like, all I wanted to know was, does the fiesta have rides?
Because you were going to go to a fiesta.
Yeah.
You were
on your way to, I said that.
To a fiesta. I don't know if you, I think you said.
Well, I said fair.
Fair.
But I don't think it was a fiesta. I think it was a fair, and he just called it a fiesta.
Well, so that's why I'm tying it in. I'm putting that loop there.
Thank you. As if the story isn't choppy enough. Well, with me you, constantly once calling.
You, yeah. Once you edit it
once
out.
Once I edit out all the, I called them by their real names.
And they're done. And that's it.
And then they went home.
We should, let's do a flash thing or whatever. How about I'll come up with words and you say the first thing that comes into your mind.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, that's the first order. You just said okay.
You know, you said okay. You said you all would right. Say words, and right. I would come up with
that's
them.
That's what I'm doing. Montreal.
Really, French.
School.
Can't wait for it to be over with.
This would be a one word.
Oh, well, okay.
Politics.
Exhausting. Okay, I'll give you some words. Nails.
Hammer.
Pictures.
Up.
Children.
Never ending.
Well, that was fun.
Okay, are we done? This is about
We're like 30... Yeah, we're done.
Okay, well, thank you. I mean, daughter. If your name was,
it could be David.
That's what I called you.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. If you stayed through the whole thing, we appreciate it.
You obviously have no life, but
thank you.
Go right ahead.
Offending the audience. Yes, they'll definitely listen to podcasts too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.